The Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., founder of Bob Jones University, was one of God's great warriors for the faith. Today's message by Dr. Jones is based on the Old Testament book of Proverbs.
My friends, I want to show you out of the Word of God how that anybody who wants to know what to do can find out what to do. Now, you don't have to go through life wondering whether you should do this or do that. All you have to do is to look into the Word of God and find out. Now, as I go up and down this country, I see thousands of Christian people who are judging religious movements and other movements by what they see instead of judging these movements by what God says. Now, I believe in what people call heartfelt religion. I believe in that. And I thank God that I've had peace in my heart for many years. I couldn't have gone on through the years with all the strain, all the battle that I've had to fight and all the struggles which I've had to pass. I couldn't have gone on without the peace of God in my heart. I know what that means. But let me tell you something. Any peace that's not in line with the Word of God is not divine peace. There is no peace for the wicked. And a wicked man in this sense is a man who doesn't heed the Word of God. Now, the Bible is clear. It doesn't matter whether you're highly educated or not. Every essential thing that you need to know in the Bible is clear. And God raised up the weak things of the world to confound the mighty. And the worldly wise people have never been wise. They've always led the world astray. Great reformers have come along and offered us every kind of a panacea for conditions in the world. What a mess they've made of it. Now, when Jesus was here, Jesus Christ said, "Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think you have eternal life, and these are they that testify of me." Now, what did Jesus say? He said, look into the Old Testament. That's the only Scripture they had there. Go back and read the Bible. Now, just see if you can't find me in there somewhere. Now, you can find Jesus Christ in the Bible. You can't find him anywhere else. Or you may find something he's done somewhere else, but you can't find him anywhere else. The Bible is the only book that's ever been written that tells exactly who Jesus is, exactly why Jesus came to earth, and then just exactly why he died on the cross, and then why he rose from the dead, went back to heaven, and so on. Now, the Bible is the only book that tells us that. Now, today, men and women over the world are moving away from the Bible. We are in the most dangerous peril that we've ever faced on this continent. In the name of Christianity, they are moving away from the Bible. They're rubbing out the line between those that believe the Bible is the Word of God and those who believe it contains or may contain the Word of God. Man comes along and says, well, some of it's the Word of God. God broke through and got some idea, his ideas in there, in spite of everything. But they're drifting on and on and on. Now, I know something, and I'm not going to discuss with you on radio, about a certain organization in America. I remember years ago I was in that organization. And one day, sitting around the board in an executive committee meeting, I made a little simple suggestion about something that could be put over, that we had a man that was willing to do a certain thing. It was the greatest opportunity that ever had been offered to any Orthodox Christian group, and this was supposed to be an Orthodox Christian group. And I went ahead and talked to him about it. This organization was organized as a protest against the conditions that were set up in America by what we call the Council of Churches. That is, wiping out the line, everybody come along, you know, and so on. This organization in which I held membership. Well, when I put this thing up there, and only one man on that board fell for it. And it was an Orthodox proposition, and it would have been the most popular thing Orthodox Christians ever knew. Every one of those fellows said, well, I don't think we ought to do that. Well, I said, gentlemen, I'm through. I thought this organization was organized to stand. Now, there's something in the paper that I've heard about. I haven't read it, but somebody called my attention. Where this organization is bringing, before this organization to speak in a few weeks, the man who has done more to rub this line out in America than living man. More to rub out the line between the two positions. Now, we are facing a tragic, awful day. The issue today is not Jesus Christ. The issue today is the Bible, the Word of God, and what it says about Jesus Christ. Is that so? Now, the Bible, the Christ of the Bible is the issue, but not the Christ of the modern mind. So we're facing that issue. Now, you good, faithful Christians, You can listen to what I'm telling you. You know, I'm not looking for anything except an opportunity to serve God and do my duty as best I know how the rest of my life. And I'm standing, and I'm not going to surrender. I'm following the same consistent course that I followed all my life. I'm standing where I stood. Now, the Bible is the Word of God. The Bible doesn't just contain it. It is the Word of God. Whatever the Bible says is so. Now, if you listen to that and take your Bible and read it with that in view, you'll stay out of trouble. You'll know what to do. Now, notice back here in the book of Proverbs, beginning the second chapter. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee. Now, I said, if you just listen to me now, hide my commandments with thee. So that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom, and then you won't know what's right. See, you hear my commandments, you hide them in your heart, and you want to know what's right. So that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom, and apply thine heart to understanding. Now, if you want to know, just come on, I said, and if you really mean it there, listen. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and lift up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as a hid treasure, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom out of his mouth, cometh knowledge and understanding. Now the first thing that you have to do is to receive the Bible. Listen to it. Read it. Take it before you. All right. Go ahead now. Hide in your heart. And then search the Scripture. Just look into it. And when you come across something in the Scripture that's perfectly clear, you interpret all other passages of Scripture in the light of that fashion. Now let me show you something. There are a good many things that are clear in the Bible. Perfectly clear. The plan of salvation is clear. Christ died for our sins according to Scripture. He was buried. The third day he rose again from the dead. According to Scripture, that's the gospel. All right, that's clear. I don't mean it's not deep. It's the mystery of all mysteries, but it's there. Clearly stated. All right? Now, Christ took my place on the cross as a sinner. I accept him as my Savior. He died for me. He rose for my justification. Now, there he is. All right? Now, here's another thing that's simple. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, everybody knows that's so. If you've got any sense at all, you know you've sinned. Everybody has. All right? Now, here's another one. The wages of sin is death. All right? Sin always produces death. So every sinner in the world is dead in trespasses and sin. What am I going to do? But the gift of God's eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now that has to do with a man that isn't a Christian, that wants to be a Christian. It's all simple and clear. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Him that cometh unto me I'll in no wise cast out. That's all clear, just as clear as it can be. Now then, as a Christian, I won't know what to do, what my duty is. There isn't any Christian duty that you have to perform, but what is clear to you in the Bible, if you search for it, you'll always find it there. Now, I remember one time back in the early days of my ministry when I had a temptation, a very great temptation. I was young. I was active. I didn't know as much then as I know now. I don't know much now, but I know more than I knew then. So I started out, and I had a great opportunity from a human standpoint. It looked like a wonderful opportunity. But if I had gone that way, I would have had to compromise the Word of God to do it. See? And I took my stand. I've held that stand all through the years. I don't understand everything in the Bible. There's some things too deep for me and some things I can't grasp. Now, for instance, let me illustrate what I mean. I know that the Bible cannot be the Word of God and just contain the Word of God. I know that. Now, I've got to take one or two positions. I've got to say either the Bible is God's Word or it contains God's Word. Now, if I say it contains God's Word, then I'm taken away from the Bible. See? And there's a curse added to those that add to it, or those who take it away. I remember as I see things going on in this country and all the scrambling together, that which is good and that which is bad. It's one of the saddest things in the world. Nobody knows what to do, and juvenile crime on this country, and every sort of crime happening, and all the upheaval of the world, and people talking so, you know, about everything. And going ahead and seeing Jesus Christ literally sold down the river and the Bible trampled on. If folks got back the Bible in this country, it wouldn't be any trouble. The Bible's clear. Now, I can't do wrong to get a chance to do right. I can't violate the Scripture to get a chance to preach the gospel. And you have the worst scrambled situation in this country today you ever had. Now, I want to suggest to you Christians something. I want you to get away with all your own opinions and get down before God and begin to study His Word and ask God to show you what to do. Now, if there's a question about something, then you need to play safe. Let me tell you something. You need to play safe. You ask God about it. Talk to God about it. You know, we all the time have problems. Things come up here at Bob Jones University all the time. But if you stand by principle, you never get your business jammed. You may get cussed and lied about and slandered, but your business doesn't get jammed. A man who stands on the fundamental principles of the Word of God always knows what to do. If something comes up, you don't know exactly what to do. What do you say? Now, what does the Bible say about that? Let's look into the Bible. And you go there and find out. You don't say, well, I'll just look around and see the results of how things look to me. That's not the way you do it. You're not the judge of how things look. God Almighty is the judge of how things look. And His eyes go to and fro through all the earth, beholding the good and the bad. He sees everything. Now, you get your Bible down and go to reading it. You go to studying you never did before. Now, read it carefully. Ask God to teach you. Be sure first you're saved. If you're not saved, trust Christ as your Savior. And then you follow your Word of God, and you'll never go astray on the fundamentals of the faith. All the Orthodox, Bible-believing Christians of the world, all of them believe the fundamental essential to the Christian faith. What are they? The Bible is the Word of God. If you don't believe that, you don't believe the Bible, because it claims to be the Word of God. All right? Jesus Christ was God manifest in the flesh. He was God in human form, and He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. All right? He was born of a virgin. All right? Now, keep this clear now. He went to the cross and died on the cross in your place, on your account. He bore our sin in His body on a tree. All right? That He was buried, and the third day, He bodily raised from the dead. Now, He's the world's only Savior. You can't go around and say He's divine and the rest of the people are divine, too. He's the only Savior of lost men. Nobody else can save the salvation, no other name. And what He says stands forever and ever. Heaven and earth may pass away, but His words cannot fail. So you want to get that and understand. Then wherever that leads you, you go. You go. Don't hesitate. Don't be led astray. Go right on down. And listen, many women, if anybody would listen to me at this time, goes ahead contrary to the Word of God, remember what it says. He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that's our remedy. And God reproves us through the Bible. And the world is headed towards chaos. There's never been such an opportunity as we have now to have a great revival. There's never been an opportunity like we have now, but we're muffing the ball. We're muffing the ball. We are playing into the hands of the unregenerated world. The modernistic religious leadership of the world that denies an authoritative Bible and goes along and says it doesn't matter anything. And we're in the greatest danger we've ever faced on this continent around the world. God's taken care of America. He's blessed it. And we've got to get back to our Bible and back to the old standards that we're gone. May God help us to see it. Now, these verses in Proverbs tell you, I read, start that in the second chapter, read the 5-6 of those verses, tell you exactly what you can do and how you can find out and how you'll know what to do. So get your Word and read it. Oh, Lord God, bless all who've listened in. Keep us faithful and true in all things. May we be yielded and dedicated and consecrated to Thee. We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You have heard the founder of Bob Jones University, Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., who, during his earthly ministry, was one of God's great warriors for the faith. Tune in tomorrow for another message sponsored by Bob Jones University.